Hey babe, so you asked me to say something and you weren't sure what, so I'm going to read you my favorite poem. What the Dragon Said, a Love Story. So this guy walks into a dragon's lair and he says, "Why the long tail?" "Har har, buddy," says the dragon. "Fuck you." The dragon's a classic, the 57 Chevy of existential chthonic threats. Take in those Christmas colors, those impervious green scales, sticky candy red fire breath, come standard with a heap of ruby lust, gold huddled treasure. Go ahead, kick the tires, boy, see how she rides. "Sit down, kid," says the dragon. Diamonds roll off her back like dandruff. "Oh, you'd rather be called a paladin. I'd rather be a unicorn. Always thought that was a better gig. Everyone thinks you're innocent, everyone calls you pure. And the girls aren't afraid. They come right up with their little hands out for you to sniff like you're a puppy, and then they're gonna take you home. They let you put your head in their laps. But nobody on this earth ever got what they wanted. Now, I know what you came for. You want my body, to hang it up on a nail over your fireplace, to say to some milk and rosewater chica who lays her head in your lap, 'Look how much it takes to make me feel like a man.' We're in the dark now, you and me. This is primal shit right here. Grendel, Smaug, St. George, you've been calling up. This is the big game. You don't have to make stupid puns, flash your feathers like your monkey bravado can impress. I saw a T-Rex fight a comet and lose. You've got nothing I want. Here's something I bet you don't know. Every time someone writes a story about dragons, a real dragon dies. Something about seeing and being seen. Something about mirrors, that old tune about how a photograph can take your whole soul. At the end of this poem, I'm going to go out like electricity in an ice storm. I've made peace with it. That last blockbuster took out a whole family of Bhutan thunder dragons living in Latvia, the fumes of their clear gas horde hanging on their beards like blue ghosts. A dragon's got to get zen with ephemerality. You want to cut me up? Chicken scratch my leather with butcher's chalk, cutlets, tenderloin, ribs for the company barbecue, chuck, chops, brisket, roast. I dig it. I do. I want to eat everything too. When I look at the table, when I look at the world, I see a table. All those fancy houses, people with degrees, horses and whales, bankers and Buddha statues, the Pope, astronauts, panda bears, and yes, paladins. If you let me swallow you whole, I'll call you whatever you want. Look at it all. Waitresses and ice caps and submarines down at the bottom of the heavy, lightless salt dark of the sea. Don't they know they'd be safer inside me? I could be big for them. I could hold them all. My belly could be a city where everyone was so loved they wouldn't need jobs. I could be the hyperreal post-scarcity, dragon-hearted singularity. I could eat them and feed them and eat them and feed them. This is why I don't get to be a unicorn. Those ponies have clotted cream and Chanel No. 5 for blood, and they don't burn up like comets with love that tastes like starving to death. And you, with your stand-up comedy knightliness, covering Beowulf's greatest hits on your tin kazoo, you can't begin to think through what it takes to fill up a body like this. It takes everything pretty and everything true, and you stick yourself in a cave because your want is bigger than you. I just want to be the size of a galaxy so I can eat all the stars and gas giants without them noticing and getting upset. Is that so bad? Isn't that what love looks like? Isn't that what you want too? I'll make you a deal. Come close up, stand on my emerald heart, my sapphire self, the gold pile of my body. Close enough to smell everything you'll never be. Don't finish this poem. For not for nothing, it is a snake that eats her tail and means eternity. What's a few verses worth anyway? Everyone knows poetry doesn't sell. Don't you ever feel like you're just a story someone is telling about someone like you? I get that. I get you. You and me, we could fit inside each other. It's not nihilism if there's really no point to anything. I have a secret down in the deep of my dark. All those other kids who wanted me to call them paladins, warriors, saints, whose swords had names, whose bodies were perfect as moonlight. They've set up a township near my liver, had babies with the maidens they didn't save, invented electric light bulbs, thought up new holidays. You can have my body just like you wanted, or you can keep on fighting dragons, riding dragons, fighting dragons, restaging the same old Cretaceous death match you mammals always win. But hey, hush, come on. Quit now. You'll never fix that line. I have forgiveness in me the size of aeons, and if a dragon's body's big enough, it just looks like the world. Did you know the Earth used to have two moons?